So here's really a slide that touches on the two key types of offsite PPAs that we generally think of as corporate PPAs. There's a direct or physical PPA, and then there's what's known as a virtual, and it can also be known as a financial or synthetic PPA. And from my perspective, the most common lately has been the virtual or financial or synthetic PPA. And corporate buyers really look at both of these structures. Sometimes it depends on their needs. Sometimes it depends on their complexity. But so if you're doing a direct or physical PPA, that is when it's akin to a traditional corporate offtake, or not corporate offtake, sorry, utility offtake, where the physical megawatt hours that are being produced by that project are actually being delivered and transferred and sold to that corporate buyer. So because you are transferring and selling the physical energy, you do need transmission in place. And the PPA generally refers to a concept known as the point of delivery. So that's the point at which the seller, the project owner, needs to get the energy to that point of delivery. And from there, the corporate buyer will take title, ownership, and be responsible for moving the energy after that point of delivery. Because you are working on a transmission system, you generally need to be in the same RTO, unless the parties have their own, private transmission line, which can be very expensive. And then it also requires that you're operating in a deregulated market. That corporate buyer needs to have the ability under applicable law to purchase its electricity from a host of suppliers and to choose its supplier. That's often referred to as retail choice. Then on the other side, if you're looking at a virtual PPA, there's no physical electricity being delivered. These are what's known as financially settled contracts. And because of that, there's no point of delivery. The seller puts the energy into the market and the parties financially settle based on the price at what is generally referred to as a settlement point. And I have a few slides after this to really get into the details of these virtual PPAs. But because it's a financially settled PPA, we do need to make sure that that project is located in an organized market with liquid trading hubs or nodes. And so that's a market such as ERCOT. And Dimitri, I can't see the questions while I'm presenting. So if anybody chimes in, just let me know. So with a virtual PPA structure, again, this is, the majority of the corporate PPAs that have been entered into to date, I think it's important to keep in mind that that corporate buyer generally continues to purchase its electricity from the local utility. There might be some other structures, but most of the time that corporate buyer is still buying the energy it needs to turn on the lights at its facility from the local utility, and it still receives a utility bill and it still pays its utility bill. But when it enters into the virtual power purchase agreement, the seller, the project owner, is promising to deliver renewable energy credits to that corporate buyer. And in exchange, that corporate buyer is promising that it will pay a minimum fixed price for each megawatt hour that the project produces. So it's not purchasing the energy, but it's receiving renewable energy credits and promising that corporate buyer that it will receive at least a minimum fixed price. Then that project owner or seller delivers the energy, which we refer to as brown, electricity now, because the renewable energy credits, which allow whoever purchases or receives those to claim the renewable aspects of this energy, the corporate buyer is receiving those renewable energy credits. So the seller is now selling what's left, the brown electricity, into the market, and it receives the wholesale market price at its node. So if this project were selling into ERCOT, it would receive the ERCOT nodal price for that interval when it's producing and selling the energy and sell the energy into the market. So then you take that structure, and under the corporate PPA, the parties are agreeing to financially settle the difference between that fixed price that the corporate buyer promised the seller and the wholesale market price at the settlement point. And so the settlement point could be the project interconnection node, but often it's a different settlement point that's negotiated and agreed to by the parties, generally at a hub. Although, the economics in these terms can be negotiated between the buyer and seller in each PPA. And so the way it works is that if the fixed price that corporate buyer promised to pay is greater than the market settlement point price, that corporate buyer will pay the difference to the seller. So that way the seller is receiving that minimum fixed price payment. But if the settlement point market price is greater than that virtual PPA fixed price that the corporate buyer promised to pay, the seller, the project owner, is actually going to pay the difference to the corporate buyer.